targeting climate change. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today will announce moves he says he can make without Congress to address climate change.
With a former coal-fired power plant in Massachusetts as a backdrop, President Biden is announcing executive action to boost domestic offshore wind energy. The action follows the announcement from Senate Democrats that the spending bill will not include proposed climate funding and instead focus only on prescription drug prices. Climate activists have pushed President Biden to take sweeping steps and declare a climate emergency, a step Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says is not happening today.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Ukrainian forces struck and seriously damaged a bridge today that's key for supplying Russian troops in southern Ukraine, as Russian shelling killed civilians in the country's northeast. Moscow now announcing it wants to consolidate territorial gains it's made in Ukraine since invading the country in February. The Mississippi abortion clinic at the center of the court battle that overturned Roe v. Wade has ended its fight.
The furniture and equipment used in the Jackson Women's Health Organization in Mississippi has a new home, Las Cruces, New Mexico. It was moved after the clinic's owner dropped its lawsuit that had sought to stop Mississippi from enforcing a law that bans most abortions. The so-called trigger law took effect following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade. As for the new clinic in New Mexico, the owner says it will open soon, and anti-abortion activists from across the country have now moved their protests there. The activists say another clinic will open next door to the abortion clinic to provide pregnancy and childbirth support services.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A funeral mass will be getting underway in just over an hour for Ivana Trump, who died at her New York City home last week at the age of 73. She was the first wife of former President Donald Trump and mother to their three oldest children. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Trump-backed candidate wins the Republican primary for Maryland's governor race.
Maryland state legislator Dan Cox defeating Kelly Schultz. Now, so much attention has surrounded who could be the next governor of Maryland. Now, on the Republican side, current Maryland governor Larry Hogan, whose term limited, endorsed Kelly Schultz. She served as Hogan's labor and commerce secretaries. Her top challenger in the gubernatorial primary was Trump-backed Dan Cox. The former president, in a statement, told voters to, quote, get rid of shutdown rhino Larry Hogan, who is trying to get another rhino into office.
Fox's Jeff Paul. Former Vice President Mike Pence and former President Trump will hold dueling rallies in Arizona on Friday as they stump for rival candidates. Days later, they will once again cross paths as they deliver major speeches on the same day in Washington, D.C. The American League won its ninth consecutive All-Star game at Dodger Stadium.
After falling behind 2-0, the American League hit two homers in the fourth inning to defeat the National League 3-2. New York Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton tied the game with a two-run blast. The next batter, Minnesota's Byron Buxton, belted a solo shot. Both home runs came off Dodgers pitcher Tony Gonsolin. Stanton was named the game's most valuable player.
It hasn't fully sank in. It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
Stanton on Fox TV. The National League had four base hits in the first inning, but managed just one more hit for the rest of the night. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
The European Union's head is proposing that member states cut their gas use by 15% over the coming months to make sure that any Russian cutoff of natural gas supplies to the bloc will not disrupt industries and affect heating homes in the winter. It has also asked for the power to impose mandatory reductions across the bloc in the event of an EU-wide power alert. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.